From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome once again to another episode of Beers with the Brewers. This week we've got me, Mark Richards, Walt Keyes.
Hello.
And Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy. I don't like that long pause before my intro.
And leading into Adam Benner.
Hello. Mouthful of Jesus.
Yeah, welcome to another week of having beers with us. And this week we've got kind of a double episode. Last week we ended saying next week on Beers with the Brewers is Spring Quarter Belgian Blonde, and it still is, but we've got breaking news.
Breaking news.
Massive has been released. So we announced it last night in a beer garden right before watching Caddyshack, which was hilarious, by the way.
If you were one of the first 100 lucky people, you got to taste this beer, so you'll be able to go along with us on this tasting journey, because you've already had it before everyone else.
You and for the rest of you, have one Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So I think you just said massive without actually kind of explaining, maybe for the those people who didn't get the name, what this might actually be, but it's the new crew supporter beer.
Yeah, and we had a bit of a competition on this to see which beer would be picked. We brewed four different beers, talked about that a couple podcasts ago, and one was selected. It was not unanimous, but it definitely had a huge lead above all the others, and it was a juicy pale ale.
So we used everyone's votes. People went on our website and gave their rating. We also used Untappd data and how many pints we sold in the tap room. So the Juicy Pale Ale was far and away the fan favorite.
Yeah. We might have had an inkling when we started that that was the one that was going to win. Just
though another, just like the first time, the Black Ale performed very well. So did Glory. The Brutes actually was probably the fourth.
Yeah,
but I think they were all delicious. A lot of people asking, is Glory going away? I think we might bring it back as a probably some point in this season.
It could be a one-off this season, yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, the American Wheat did pretty well. A lot of people very vocal about us not retiring Glory. So
it seemed like the Black Ale, the lowest voted and also the least drank. Boy, Euchre Knights, they were all about the Black Ale. But I think out watching a soccer game this summer, a juicy pale is going to hit the spot.
Yeah, it's tough to put yourself in the mindset of 70, 80, 90 degree weather when it's 30 degrees outside. Yeah. When we did
out
this
in that
voting
parking lot, man, over at Moffer Stadium, mid-July, it's hot.
Well, thankfully, it's getting easier to imagine that. Spring is in the air, Walt.
Sure is.
So what else is in the air coming up at the LG Tap Room? We've already touched on the big, massive debut, which come get it Friday.
Yeah. It's a massive available tomorrow at the Tap Room, but also on tap at Hendock's Old North Arcade, Ruby Tuesday, and 4th Street. Crew-centric bars that help us out with the voting process. So you'll be able to try it on tap there. But if you're looking for cans to take to the match on Saturday, you're going to want to head down to the tap room because that is the only place you will be able to get a carry-out package on that. And then it'll also be available at the game on Saturday, as mentioned. We got another special release coming up on the 7th. That would be Sunday. First Call, our bourbon coffee stout, formerly known as Make Mine Irish, will finally see release. It's an exciting beer brewed with barrel-aged coffee beans from Stoff's, our neighbors down here, so that's pretty exciting. It's a National Beer Day, which is a real...
Whoa.
Yeah, so
get those Hallmark cards ready.
Right. It's a real holiday, and it is basically April 7 marks the day that FDR signed the Cullen-Harrison Act, which I guess ended Prohibition, right?
It got real close. So that was that was the pitch. And then I think, what, later that year, maybe December?
Yeah, because I know there's two dates that are kind of recognized.
Ish of the same year was when it went into effect.
Yeah. And then not really an event, but we're heading out to Denver next week for the Craft Brewers Conference out there. So if any of you listeners live out that way and have any beer or food or fun recommendations for us, send them along. And I don't know, we'll have a good time out in Denver, sample local beer, and report back in a couple weeks.
We may be trying to pitch an episode from the road. So it's going to be a short one, I'll bet, but if we can squeeze one in while we're out in Denver, give you all a holler from the
Rocky Mountain
Craft Brewers
Conference.
Time
zone.
Oh, yeah, from the Mountain Time Zone.
It's a time zone here in America.
It's a time zone. Well, yeah. How will people listen to it in the Eastern Time Zone?
They'll just download it like they normally do.
No, you're right, at their leisure.
Also, on May 4th, we just announced this week the Sun Grant Sustainable Beer Fest. We've got, I believe, 9 or 10 breweries from Ohio and the country and Kentucky all coming here. Well, they're most of
them from the country.
It's Kentucky, not in the country.
Well, Kentucky is a lot of country.
So we've got
mostly
Ohio That's breweries, fine. Sierra Nevada, and a brewery from Kentucky called Earthworks. All coming here. They're all sort of sustainably minded breweries, and they're all going to bring some beer and talk about their sustainability efforts at their individual breweries. That's going down on Saturday, May 4th. Tickets are currently available on the Land Grant website. There's a big old image right at the top of the homepage. So check out that out.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's all we got.
Let's jump into spring quarter now. If you want a little more detail on the background history, we did an episode of Spring Quarter last year, so you can check our history. I forget the episode number, but we'll link to it when we upload this one, but just kind of a refresher on that. We say it's a refreshing, bright, fruity, and dry beer. Suggested food pairings. What do you got?
Last year it was grilled shrimp, but Dan and I were just conversing, and we think Molly's freaked. Might be nice since we're in Belgium.
Yeah, here we are.
And just throw that in a taco.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, if they could fashion the cone out of a tortilla, then
you could do that. You could
or
do
what
that.
If the taco shell is smashed fries?
You open the floodgates around here. That's next level. I just love working with creative people. Yeah.
Do that. A cone of fries. Taco of fries.
Well, they got a deep fryer Ray Rays. We could have them experiment with that. Waffle frites.
We can get them to smoke some.
I need some mussels.
Some mussels.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
Waffle frites.
If you're eating, drinking a spring quarter.
We'll put that request in with Ray Rays. We're not going to make any promises, but we can promise the frites.
I'm excited about that waffle fry cone. I think that's definitely going to come to fruition.
They got fries. They could smash them.
What kind of chili would you do?
White chicken chili.
I don't think we need to.
The most recommended on the Land Grant Beer with the Brewers podcast is always.
Anytime you have a light beer, yeah.
Get the white chicken chili out, right? You already have the recipe.
What do you know about this one, though, Dan?
Well, coming in at 6.4%. ABV, 17 IBUs. I think we said last time around that I think the most comparable beer would be something like Leff, Blue Moon, you know, minus the flavoring stuff. But this year we changed up the yeast strain. I went with the French Saison. We want something to have that same very much apple, pear, fruit ester, but with less of those phenols. So if you're liking the clove aspect a little bit less, this year's version might be for you. And also we used sort of a generic orange blossom honey last year, and this year used honey from our friends at Apiary.
Oh, that's great.
Where's Apiary?
I've got to believe that's up in Delaware.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Local honey.
It's a mixed varietal, but we pushed it back in the boil to flame out almost like a whirlpool hop to try to retain as much aroma from it as possible. And I think you definitely taste it in the beer. But really liked how this year's version comes out. I really like this yeast strain. I use this at home quite a bit.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah. Very refreshing for a nice spring day like today.
Or all spring quarter long, which in Ohio lasts about 7 to 8 days.
Yeah, what about crushability on this one?
How crushable is it?
Five. I'd say four.
6.4%.
I'll go with four.
Probably four. I'm gonna amend that.
Amend.
All right. Unanimous four.
Unanimous four.
Twisted Adams.
Do
arm.
We need to go back and check the tape to see what it was last year?
We weren't doing crushability speaking yet at that time.
If you listen to last week's episode, it was very interesting. Walt used the same reasoning on both beers.
Did
and
I?
Came up with a four the first time and a five the second time.
Well, there you go.
But it's different very time of year. Process. Different time of year. So.
Yeah.
Very scientific process. Yeah.
Walt's a consistent guy on the crushability scale.
So this is now available, kegs and cans around town.
In the tap room, around town.
I tell you, this would be a great beer garden beer, too.
Mm-hmm. Just kick back and pretend you're in Belgium, looking up at the Belgian sky.
Yep.
With some French fries from Ray's.
All right. Without any further ado, the one you've been waiting for, the voting is in.
The
massive, juicy,
the
pale ale.
Yeah,
juicy, citrus, fruity, and bright. Suggested pairings on taco, tailgate tacos, right, Dan? Did you come up with that?
So I was
What's
going
a tailgate
for,
taco?
Given that this is largely going to be drank in a tailgate environment,
yeah.
I was looking up for tailgate tacos, and that's an actual thing where you can use wonton wrappers, stick them into a muffin tray, and then put basically mini little taco taco droppings, as it were, inside.
Sounds cute.
And it's you've got like a single serving taco there.
Huh. Was this on Pinterest that you found this tailgate taco?
Sure.
sounds
I'm trying to trace my sources, but sure. And yeah, to ask Chris if this is an actual thing or not, but I saw a couple recipes online for Boilermaker tailgate chili. I'm like, what the hell is that? So basically like your standard Midwestern chili, only they got some Italian sausage thrown in there too. And basically you could just empty your cupboard of every type of like spice herb blend that you have sitting around for 5 years. Just dump it in there.
Are we beans on that one?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Texas.
It's Midwest.
When in Ohio, you know.
Yeah, tell us all about this beer.
I shall. 5% ABV, 28 IBUs. We went with Mosaic Citra and delicious Michigan Cashmere hops, which we first debuted in Tranquility Base. Two-row malt from our silo with a little bit of Caravienne for some caramelly sweetness and some red wheat. Give it a little bit of that doughy wheatiness and some nice body and haze. Yeah, I really dig this hop combination. This was the scaled-up version that Patrick, our brewer, came up with.
Which is fitting, because he's a very big crew fan.
I'm sure
big he's crew fan.
Quite happy.
Or supporter, I should say. Crew supporter.
But it the real base of it is that Mosaic and Cashmere. And the Cashmere has this great tangerine, coconut, lime thing. And Mosaic is such a chameleon. It sort of boosts whatever you pair it with. And I think it does give you that just sort of juicy, very much like a tropical orange juice type of perception.
I get that.
Because if you're going to call something juicy, it should actually, you know, taste like juice.
Be juicy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not just a marketing ploy, boys and girls. Yeah, got a golden hue. Although juicy, dropped nice and bright for us, because we do put this through our centrifuge.
Just like we talked about in the concentrate episode, that you can get that a lot of that same juiciness without having a hazy beer.
Yeah.
So perfect segue from 2 weeks ago.
Noted.
You don't have to see the pulp in juice. You can have juice without pulp, right?
Yeah. No, there's no flavor bits in this.
No flavor bits.
All the flavor, no bits. We went with quite a bit of late hopping here. I don't know if there was even a bittering charge in this. It might just be a whirlpool, and I think like maybe a 5 or 10 minute addition. Fairly heavy for the style and the dry hop, but I really dig this.
Yeah, it's an easy drinker.
Mm. Well, that I think that segues nicely into a question we answer for every beer.
What are you giving this one, Walt?
I think I'm going to go five. It's almost a six. I mean, it's a tailgate beer.
Agreed.
It's only 5%.
It's only 5%, Walt.
All right, six.
Six.
You've swayed my opinion.
I'm sticking
with
the five man of principle over here.
Fair enough.
Save one for...
when you get in the game.
After the game, when someone else is driving you home.
There you go.
It's a good plan.
What do you guys got?
I think I might go six.
Oh, wow.
5.75.
5.75. Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
That's a high crushability rate.
Could have had a unanimous vote on this. But, hey, you know, you got to drink at your own pace and safely.
Yeah, the aroma on this, you got it here. It is really that bright citrus. It is kind of a fresh lime or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, it's more
lime
orange kind of very mixed together. On the finish particularly, it comes through pretty strong.
For those that are going to miss Glory, I think this is a fantastic update, if you will.
Kind of cousin to Glory.
Yeah, it is akin to Glory.
Yeah, Glory was juicy in its own right.
In certain ways, sure.
So
it's kind of like a schmushed up version of like Old Glory...
Old Glory.
A bit of groomer and like some greeny in there as well.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like the best elements of all those. It's, again.
And kind of cleaned up too. Like I think it's got a cleaner kind of finish. Yeah, it's nice. Well, if you're down at the Land Grand Tap Room tomorrow night, have one. Or tomorrow day, have one.
Yeah.
And if you're at that game, it's going to be on everywhere. We load it out today, so.
Yeah,
look for it.
If you're looking for something to support the team at the tailgate with some black and gold, I mean, the can is about as crew as you can get.
Yeah, I think if you saw on our Twitter, Instagram, Walt knocked it out with the reveal video. Mm-hmm. So great job on that, Walt.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Brought a tear to everyone's eye in the beer garden last night. This is me the day after. Reporting.
Everyone was just weeping.
Bawling. They were just grabbing weeping. Each other, weeping.
Yeah.
It was
tears of joy. Tears of joy.
Yes, but of course.
The crew have been saved. I think, you know, this time last year when we were talking through Glory, we weren't sure if we were going to be here, and now we're excited to have this new beer out, have it at the stadium, have it here down at the tap room and around town. It's going to be a great drinker.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I remember last year when there was so much uncertainty with the team, pretty much everyone that walked through the door, at least for a certain amount of time, was asking, what's going to happen to Glory? What's going to happen to Glory? And I think we're just excited to have an opportunity to evolve the Glory beer and do something new. And
do something massive.
Have a soccer game to go drink it before. That's the exciting part. Some soccer match, I should say.
We talked about last week, we had the happy hour before the match. This past week, and no one, I don't think, actually, well, they wouldn't have an idea to pick up on it, but I was fortunate enough to be called up on stage by Tim Bezbachenko, the president of the crew, and after we were talking and telling everyone to come down to the tap room, he said, you know, it was always Glory to Columbus, but now we're all massive, and Phil Goldfarb, who we work with at the crew, comes up to me and goes, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe that he revealed the name. I'm like, I don't think anyone's going to see that. And we've been pretty protective of it. But
yeah, all of our massive cans right now are wrapped in old Sports and George labels.
Yeah.
I don't know why they are because, you know, it came out. Yeah, you know, the news was yesterday. Well,
yeah.
But we're recording this on Wednesday.
Extra careful.
So, that was if anyone was going to reveal it, it would have been fine. So if anyone picked up on that.
Walt likes him a little cloak and dagger. It's fine.
Yeah, I wrap all my beers in other old retired beer labels.
I used to have an Orange Crush and a Dr. Pepper clingy that you'd put around your beer.
No, it's like an Always Sunny.
When you're in the park.
They put their red wine and Diet Coke cans.
Yeah, no,
that's smart.
So you can point at people and not spill your wine.
Yeah, don't do that, everybody.
Yeah, those are things of the 80s. Those aren't tips for today.
That is not a responsible way to enjoy your alcohol. Cool.
The latest segment of things that Mark Richards did that people should not do.
Yeah.
It was simple. It was a simpler time.
Those were simpler times. Hey, they're the best times, though. Yeah. They're the best
times. The worst times. That's the start of a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey. I made it another year, so you got that going for you.
Yes, we have, I feel lucky every day that you're still here with me, Mark.
This week, instead of having a question from a listener, we've got several questions that just never really made the cut.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're looking for a good question.
Fire. Are all these people getting a t-shirt?
Well, half absolutely of them work here.
Not the ones that work here. They already have t-shirts. But we've got a couple Cleveland-related questions. Where can I get your goodness up here in Cleveland? From at Zerbstagram, and when will you start distributing to the Cleveland area at Shady Suede? What do you think? Cleveland.
I think we answered this on the Cleveland podcast already. Cleveland from Rock, Bobby Vecchione sent the same question.
Okay, good. Well, if the two of you from Instagram would please review the tapes. We've got one here.
Well, the answer to that question.
Go back and listen to the old podcast.
When the time is right. Right now,
when the time is right.
We make enough beer just for the Columbus market. In the past 2 days, we've been installing new fermenters that will almost double our capacity, but we want to keep growing organically. And if we have beer and people up there want it, it'll make it up there.
Let's say someone from Cleveland wanted to drive the shortest amount of time possible to get Landgrant beer. What's the furthest north we're at right now?
Probably Delaware at this point. I don't know if we go that much north.
All right. Well, that doesn't help them too much. Yeah. But we
got a new bar in Huron that is serving our beer.
There you go.
Just starting this week.
All right.
Main Street Tavern. Go check them out. Good guys, too.
Yeah.
So we got another question here. Who's your favorite bartender, and why is it Jordan Browning? That is compliments to at Jeff Browning.
And a related thing, Jordan owes Jeff $10 for asking this question.
Oh, yeah.
We love all of our bartenders here equally. We don't play favorites.
That's a great answer.
We've got an amazing bar staff. I think they all do a wonderful job. And if there's one person that wouldn't be my favorite, it would probably be Jordan.
Okay.
You can find Jordan sitting on the patio probably right now.
9 times out of 10, that's where you'll find him if he's not behind the bar. We got another question. Can Mark Richards do a terrible segment where he tells terrible jokes?
And the answer is no.
That is Amber Falder, and that's actually what I'm... I do that almost every week on Beers with a Brewer.
That's your side podcast with Talking Weather with Julie or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
All right,
you warm up the crowd at like growling gremlin events.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I could. Yeah, like get everybody fired up. What do they call that?
I think they call that the warm up act.
The warm up act. Yeah, I could be the warm up act.
And that question was from Columbus's best comedian, Amber Falter. Congratulations, Amber.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Columbus best Alive. Comedian best in comedian. Columbus.
She's hilarious Columbus. And awesome. We got at Hans Swims. I don't think that's Hans Gorsuch.
No.
But he wants to know, can I volunteer for weekend work?
Wonder if he's a vegetarian, too.
I think all Hanses are vegetarian. He could
be. Most Hanses are vegetarian.
Can I read the question again? We were talking
about it. Can I volunteer for weekend work?
At this time, no.
I could use somebody to rake up my backyard.
We don't have volunteer openings in the production area or the tap room, but we do have... Events throughout the summer where we do calls for volunteers. If you're interested in such, I would go to the Landgrant website and join the newsletter list. That is generally where we send those requests out. And keep an eye out. Anniversary party, recently announced Jenny's Strawberry Jam, the SunGrant Sustainability Fest, all events that we would utilize volunteers. So check that out.
Yeah, we got some good ones coming up, and look for at Hans Swims to be volunteering soon. Powell location says at Della 7154. Where's some good breweries up in Powell now?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that far. You just drive downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on down. I mean, you know, give Ill Mannered and Noctera some love, and then also come see us.
Yeah. If you want some Landgrant beer up there, Daily Growler typically has
some of our beer. Daily Growler has some LGs.
Other good accounts up there as well, Craft House, etc.
That's a Powell location.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. And then at Brian Magorian, can I get a roll of your labels? Well, come down and talk to me. If they're expired, and sometimes we have a few left over, get that instead of a shirt.
yeah, shoot an email to cheers@landgrantbrewing.com and yep. let us know which one you're looking for. And if it's a beer that is retired or the label's changed or whatever.
Yeah, and we still sure. have some laying around. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
No Get problem. Some labels.
Yeah, there's one more question, and actually I didn't add it. It's from Denise Benner, who's oh. on the oh, Kickstarter
Denise Benner.
It says, knowing how much I love Landgrant, I miss being able to enjoy your incredible beers. I have gluten for health reasons, not fad reasons. And fad is in italics and bold.
She's
followed
strong
by three exclamation points. Would you ever consider trying to make one of your beers gluten-free? Maybe the 13.1. From the podcast, it sounds delicious. One proud mom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, heart of gold, that Denise. Yeah.
Well, if she would have listened to every episode, no. We've already answered
Not
this question.
Not that proud of a mom.
I think we've talked about there are beers we tried it with. We for a while, for clarity reasons, used the enzyme Clarity Firm that reduces the gluten on the 1862 ale, but that is not happening anymore. So that beer is no longer gluten reduced, but making a the size of brewery we are, unfortunately, to guarantee that we are below the threshold of gluten intolerance every time we make that beer, for someone that isn't doing it just for fad reasons, we couldn't guarantee that every time, and it would be probably too costly for us at this point
to get every batch
yeah. tested.
Maybe beyond that, again, same gripe. We don't even get to stick gluten-free on the label. It would have to say gluten reduced, even if we were under the international threshold for zero gluten. So
it might be something that we, as we've said in the past, also we always have a gluten-free tap with a local cider from Mad mm-hmm. Moon, other various gluten-reduced beers from Stone. And I think that might be the only other one we have
Mission,
now.
Okay.
Yeah, Mission, I think we still have. Yeah,
but we may dabble in pilot batch here or there. But again, there's no way we can guarantee that the thresholds are there.
Yeah. Hey, if you're down here with a friend that can drink gluten full beers, then yeah, have a Mad Moon cider.
Yeah,
it's delicious stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it, right?
That's all.
We can talk about next week. Oh yeah, next week
we got our road trip special.
Well, I think we will try to squeeze in a road episode.
From the
we
altitude.
Can do that.
Yeah,
drink some Coors Originals. Episode. Yeah, we can review Coors Original while we're out there.
Yep, yep.
Banquet
High
beer.
Altitude beer.
Did you guys try to do that last year? I can't remember. Did you do a road episode?
We had talked about doing it, but didn't have.
But this time, Dan. This time we may do it.
If I'm holding down the fort, I want some goddamn content.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, I see that. Okay. Well, hey, for Dan, we're gonna make sure we try to get a podcast out next week. And
just imagine then, me standing arms crossed with an angry face, staring at the Slack screen till I see posted.
There we go.
Well, hey, you can crush some spring quarter.
Crush them all.
Spring massive.
You gotta crush
them
all.
Then wait for it. Yeah.
Hashtag
yeah.
crush them all.
Stand there with an angry face and wait. Tip your bartenders.
Go Cheers. Crew.